The program you are about to hear is an experiment in radio broadcasting. One of the newest concepts in modern television documentaries is the use of pictures and sounds to tell the story without the benefit of script or narration. WAKY News is trying this concept for radio. A program without narrator, produced without a script. You will hear people from many walks of life, most Louisvillians, except for famous voices you will recognize, answering questions. We feel the answers were basically honest. The questions were understood. No names were used. The program is additionally produced with music and some sound effects. The people on this program will refer frequently to the other race or opposite race. The program concerns only two races, black and white. What is the object of the program? We feel it will give an insight of what race relations are like in Louisville today. Through this audio montage or collage, you may receive a particular message. If you are black and do not listen to the program in its entirety, you may be offended. The program is not intended to be offensive to blacks or whites. What is its intent? To dramatize the futility of racism? To reveal the human rewards of brotherhood? You be the judge. The Special Projects Department of WAKY News presents Soul Searching.
I'm black, I'm black.
I'm pink, I'm red, so white.
And I don't care if any man calls me a nigger any day, because that doesn't bother me. I think he who calls me nigger is more niggardly than I
have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
It started, I guess, as a, you know, the white man wanted to think of the nastiest term he could just think of, just to, you know, to intimidate us, and he came out with nigger, and then it succeeded.
Don't call me nigger, Wiley. Don't call me Wiley, nigger. Don't call me nigger, Wiley. Don't call me Wiley, nigger.
To me, it's just a form of slang, just a social prejudice, and I don't think it's just a tradition, and it doesn't defy to any race.
I do have a dictionary that's dated back to 1910 at home. It's got the definition nigger in it. A low black person.
Nigger can be the color of any race. It's what a person makes himself. Nigger would mean trash or someone who has ostracized himself from society and can relate to anyone of any race.
Trash is a word like in order to say garbage or something. But see, nigger is for black people. Nigger don't coincide with no white person.
I think it's just a slang name for a colored person.
The word nigger means nothing to me.
The word nigger is a word that I don't like, and it implies a bad connotation to me, and I never use it. And I would use the word negro instead.
Just an insult. The word nigger doesn't mean much to me.
Me, I just understand it to be related to the black people.
The word nigger, in my frame of reference, what it implies to me, is a person that is really down and dirty and mean and nasty and black.
Nigger.
Well, I think it's up to them individually. I care less what they call me.
I think they should be referred to as color people. At least that's the way I refer to them. Or Negroes.
Most of the Negro people in this community prefer to be called Negroes and respected as a citizen just like everyone else.
person of the African American race to be called an African American, because you look around and you see a Scotsman, he's from Scotland. You see an Englishman, he's from England. You see an African, he's from Africa. Where does a colored boy, a Negro, come from?
I feel that colored, we should be allowed to name our own color, because we don't need nobody else to name us. That's just like a Negro. Now, we didn't call ourselves Negroes when we came over here. We should be allowed to name our own race, you know, like Caucasian. They named themselves Caucasian. They didn't need no big brother to help them name itself, you know. We should have our own free choice of what we want to be called.
Like, okay, the whites, their formal name is Caucasian, and then sort of like a nickname is white, you know. So ours would be African American, and our nickname like thing would be black, because Negro and colored is, you know, like definitely out of the picture. Colored boys and Negro women were the ones back there in slave times and shine whitey boots and things, you know. And now since the black man is coming to his own and is now searching for a new identity and a place in society for himself equal to that of a white man, then I feel that he has a right to pick a name that he feels is worthy of his standard, which is black.
If any fool refers to black race as colored, I mean, he really has to be stupid. I mean, you don't see nobody walk around in stripes. That's color to me. A candy stripe boy got purple over here and black and red and white and pink and blue. That's color to me. And a fool who says color, he's really an ignorant person.
And nigger was applied to the black man as a derogatory term to break his spirits and to break his manhood down. And when a black man, white, that's why black people hate that word nigger, because they know what it stands for, a low life something that's been crawled up out of somewhere and is just existence.
The problem of whether one calls a black person a black or a Negro or colored is a difficult question to answer, because it's irrelevant. The real issue is that they be called people.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
I will go out, call the tunnel of hope through the mountain of despair with this faith. I will go out with you and transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. With this faith, we will be able to achieve this new day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing with the Negroes in the spiritual of all, free at last, free at last.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard, easy to be cold.
I don't know what makes people think that we want to live next to whitey so bad that we breaking our necks. The thing is that we just want decent housing. And if that's out there in the suburbs, then we gonna go out there too.
We all are like the East End, and we hope that you'll move around here and be glad to have you see our pretty end of the city.
Where do I go? Follow the river.
Black man should live any way he wants to, because his money is as good as anybody else's money.
The Negro should be able to live anywhere he pleases, providing the other segments of the society are willing to either rent or sell properties to the Negro.
He should be able to live anywhere he pleases, next door to me or next door to anybody.
Personally, I don't think I'd object to a black man living next to me. After all, he is a human being, and I don't think his skin should, make that much difference.
If I prefer a white person for my neighbor or for my associates, it doesn't mean that I hate the Negro. Consider him anything inferior in human nature to me, but that he probably culturally and educationally is not not as equal to the white race as a standard. I don't think he is.
I think he should live any way he pleases if he's able to live.
I believe that anyone in this country should live anywhere he pleases. I think this is, has nothing to do with, obviously, with race. I don't. Open housing, I think, applies to whites just as much as it does to blacks.
I'd have to say yes. They have the right to live where they want to if they can afford to live there.
We got a home.
Can develop, and we will develop, the kind of coalition of conscience in this nation to finally bring an end to the long night of racism, where men and women will be judged on the basis of the content of their character and not on the basis of the color of their skin.
I could admire them for their talent or for what they are inside, but I could never romantically love one or ever marry one or anything like that.
As far as love, I don't love anyone other than my wife and my family.
This question, could you love another member of the opposite race? I believe so, you know. I mean, because it's really not the color. I mean, whether it's purple, green, or blue, if you love this person, you love them. I mean, that's the way I feel. I mean, there's some white women I like better than I do black. And I'm a black man.
Why, sure, I'm a wrong person. I could love anybody who was a decent human being.
Even though, you know, that I'm black, they're the same, you know, just because they're different color doesn't mean anything. They can be good friends, and they can be, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends. I've known a lot of mixed couples.
White boys are so pretty. Skin as smooth as milk.
But quality of love is not predicated on a racial basis. It's always on an individual basis.
Yes, I feel that I could love some of the other race. It's because I hate no one. I don't want nobody to hate me.
I think that I could love them socially, but I don't think that I could love one romantically.
There are physical constraints about the opposite race, in my mind, that I don't find attractive. Now, I have seen some absolutely gorgeous colored Negro black women that that fit the Caucasian way of thinking in terms of beauty, and I probably would not find it too difficult if I was single to go out with these people.
At the present time, I could say no.
White boy, black boy, white boy.
And when the revolution comes, and it is coming. When it comes, we will choose the time and the place.
We're not gonna take it. Never did and never will. We're not gonna take it. Gonna break it. Gonna shake it. Let's forget it. Better still.
I don't fear members of the opposite race because they're a man just like I am, and the only reason fear is instilled in black people's heart today is because of the pigs riding in the street carry the guns. And when I have a gun and a pig has a gun, then it's even Steven.
You see four or five black kids with Afro haircuts and their farmer jeans on and walking down the street together, and you just in your mind you just know they're looking for trouble.
I think on times I have feared members of the opposite race.
I never have, and I never will fear any element of the opposite race or any race, color, creed. I am a strong believer in treat the other fellow as you'd like to be treated with certain restrictions, and these restrictions are governed by the activities and conduct of the said person involved.
No, I can't say I've ever been afraid of anyone. But the opposite race would make no difference as far as fear is concerned. If a man had a gun on you, it wouldn't make no difference what color he is. You would be afraid.
I fear members of my own race, assuming that I'm white, as everyone says everybody is. Sure, I fear individuals who are threatening my security, but not because of his race, no.
The choice is not ours to make. The choice is America's to make. The choice is Louisville's to make. And we say to them today, it's your thing. Do like you want to do. Because we can't tell you who to sock it to. But if you continue socking it to us, you're in trouble. Deep trouble.
Everybody get together, try to love.
No, I don't really hate any other members of the other race, but I dislike them a whole lot. Now, the thing is, I mean, it ain't no racist thing. Attitude is just that when the black people have been down so many times and stamped on and kicked in the face and spit on, that when another person of another race, especially white, when they come into the scene, I mean, it's already a negative attitude toward them, you know. So I don't really hate them, but I don't know how you would say. I just like, I mean, some of them I dig and some of them I don't dig. Some blacks I dig and don't dig, so they ain't on a hate basis.
Well, if it gets down to being hating and get down to fighting, I will do that.
I do not hate anyone, regardless of race, color, or creed. I know beyond a doubt that this is wrong, and the person who has hatred in his or her heart, they suffer.
No, I don't hate them. I hope I don't hate anybody. I remember that. An old-time expression, hate the deed and not the doer.
Does Jesus of Nazareth, who could say he who lives by the sword will perish by the sword, we will be able to emerge from the bleak and desolate midnight of man's inhumanity to man into the bright and glittering daybreak of freedom and justice.
Jesus is a soul man. Is a soul man, Jesus is a soul man, and I'm sure stoned on him.
I don't care what the conditions might be, the Lord has been good to us. He brought me from a long way, and I'm glad about it tonight. I'm glad that he fixed me so that I can feed my next door neighbor out.
They've rendered a decision going to break up every neighborhood school in California and Kentucky to satisfy the whim and caprice of some pseudo-intellectual with a pointed head on some college campus who thinks that this taxi driver and this steel worker and this textile and tobacco worker can't get up in the morning or go to bed at night unless he writes them out a guideline about where his child goes to school and who teaches his child and what his child can be taught. And he's going to wake up and find that this cab driver and this textile worker and this steel worker and this communication worker and every other person that they call little folks in the country going to find out they don't need anybody.
No, I don't think it's real important for schools to be integrated, because first of all the system has to do is give the black schools the same material that they give the white schools, and we can make it from there. But as long as we get this half, you know, this incompetent material, you know, stuff that the white kids get that are, you know, together and everything, we get all this old all they giving us, you know, about Tom Chase Murray up the tree, and where these white people is getting about, you know, the real facts that one and one is two, you know, and they feeding us all this. If it wasn't for this, then black people would be better, have better jobs right now if they had practiced that 20 and 15 years ago.
As far as forcing anybody to go to schools, I can't say that a lot of Negroes, children in this community are happy in white schools. And vice versa. I think a lot of times you're forcing this issue where it should be left alone.
I think that if both of the races are allowed to mingle together, that a lot of the prejudices that amount from segregation would be removed.
Well, I believe in integration. I was brought up and raised that way. I went to school with Negroes and never had any trouble with it and never really thought about it.
School integration is not going to be perfectly achieved until housing and integration and industrial relations are achieved. I think this has to do with planning and zoning, with seeding of industry, with more and more housing becoming available.
The opinion that brought about the integration of the school swept aside the law that it was was passed by the court, or at least the opinion by the court, in 1896, which said legislation is powerless to legislate into men. There's a difference between them. We cannot accept the urge that the Negro can't be given his full rights without enforced commingling.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
You gotta strictly believe in the Christian religion and believe in the white supremacy, or we don't want you.
When all of God's children, black men and white men,
or we don't want you.
Black men and white men,
we don't want you.
How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be hard. Easy to be proud, easy to say no.
Well, I think we should have better paying jobs for blacks, because I'd like, you know, have just as good a job as the next man. I mean, because I don't want to be doing any porter work, you know, sweeping and mopping, you know, somebody's floor. I mean, matter of fact, I'm looking for a job right now at the present time. But
can't find,
I can't find them because the man turned me down. I mean, I'm qualified and everything. I have high school education and so forth. But the only thing it is, no one wants to give, you know, blacks nowadays decent jobs. They want to give you a job as a porter, mop somebody's floors. I mean, no one wants to do this anymore. It's a thing in the past.
Compensatory hiring to achieve racial balance has to be done at this time in many instances. However, it is patently unfair to fire a person who is white simply to be able to say, I replaced him by a Negro or a black. I think that this is not as severe a problem as it is presented by industry.
It's extremely unfair to put a man into a job he's not qualified for.
In reference to hiring Negroes or anyone else on a job just because they are of one color, should not be permitted. This goes for all people.
No, I think that they should be only able to get the jobs that they are qualified for.
I think every individual, regardless of what his color is, should be judged to what the man is willing to put out.
This curfew applies to all businesses, places of amusement, taverns, liquor stores, gasoline stations, and all loitering on the streets of Louisville. Anyone not authorized?
Because of the unlawful incident presently occurring in the area of 28th and Greenwood in the city of Louisville, I hereby order the streets of the city of Louisville to be cleared immediately.
Just a great crowd of Negro, young Negro hoodlums, it looks like, that are running around, busting up whatever they can see. I don't know. I'm frightened. I live down here because I think it's right and just the people to try to live together, but I'm really, for the first time in my life, frightened.
Let's forget it, better still.
Yes, I mean, I get along with whites just as much as I do, you know, with the black folks. I mean, because I can get along with anybody, get along with me. I mean, just as long as they don't try to run over me, you know.
The race relations in Louisville, it's all right as far as it goes, you know, race relations. It's better than if you get out of Louisville, it's pretty bad, you know, like farther back in Kentucky, you know, they still call you boy and have mouth put full of tobacco and be trying to talk to you all crazy, you know.
The race relations here in Louisville is that every, you know, the so-called ones that the black people think they're helping them is front and liberal. And then we got some same sad on the black. We got some super blacks here that don't do nothing either. So, but for the mass, you know, population in Louisville, the whites, are, like I say, are front, you know, like no real important projects has been carried out. You know, it's an annual boy down and malnutrition shouldn't have been not here in Louisville if the race relationships are so, you know, together. Evidently, they're not.
We gotta all get together in this world.
My opinion coincides with that of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, who described Louisville as being a paved southern plantation.
My opinion of race relations in Louisville in generalities is very good. From my experience, I find that about 95% of the Negro people coexist wonderfully in this community with the other elements of our society, and I find this is true with the white race as well and the other ethnic groups.
Race relations in the city of Louisville are pretty good compared with what we see or hear about in other parts of the country.
I think there's a great deal more to be resolved than most people anticipate.
I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day.
I think it's so good now that people are finally getting together. I think it's wonderful now that people are finally getting together. I think it's so good now.
Personally, I don't think I'd object.
I have to say yes.
I could admire.
If you love another member of the opposite race, I believe so, you know.
I could love anybody who was a decent human being.
The quality of love is not predicated on a racial basis.
A person who has hatred in his or her heart, they suffer.
Hate the deed and not the doer.
Prejudice that amount from segregation would be removed.
The real issue is that they be called people, 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 people.
The program you have just heard was an experiment in radio broadcasting. One of the newest concepts in modern television documentaries has been the use of pictures and sounds to tell the story without the benefit of script or narration. WAKY News attempted this concept for radio, a program without narrator, produced without a script. You heard people from many walks of life, most Louisvillians, except for famous voices you could easily recognize answering questions. We feel the answers were basically honest. The questions were understood. No names were used. The program was additionally produced with music and some sound effects. The people on this program referred frequently to the other race or opposite race. The program concerned only two races, black and white. What was the object of the program? We feel it gave some insight of what race relations are like in Louisville today. Through this audio montage or collage, you may have received a particular message. If you are black and did not listen to the program in its entirety, you may have been offended. The program was not intended to be offensive to blacks or whites. What was its intent? To dramatize the futility of racism? To reveal the human rewards of brotherhood? You be the judge. Thank you for listening to Soul Searching. Reporters Charles Waller and Tom Maxedon. Tape editing and production by Michael Summers. I'm Bob Watson, WAKY News.